From WNYC in New York, this is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. We thought it was dead. Network neutrality, the principle that all internet traffic should be treated equally by broadband providers. Net neutrality has wide support, but also rabid opponents in telecoms and other ISPs who have the money and influence to kill policies dead, dead, dead. But then, on Monday, net neutrality was resuscitated by an unlikely paramedic.
That's why I'm laying out a plan to keep the internet free and open. And that's why I'm urging the Federal Communications Commission to do everything they can to protect net neutrality for everyone.
That's right. For his post-midterm policy debut, lame duck President Barack Obama chose to throw his weight not behind the Mideast peace process, not energy independence, not immigration reform, but net neutrality. In a post on the social publishing platform Medium, Obama laid out four, quote, bright line rules for the FCC to adopt to regulate ISPs. They include no blocking of websites, no intentional slowing down of content, increased transparency prior to that so-called last mile when the ISP connects to your home, and no paid prioritization of certain websites over others. That means nobody could pay or be shaken down by ISPs for tolls to get their traffic in a privileged fast lane. But Obama's boldest proposal was this.
To put these protections in place, I'm asking the FCC to reclassify internet service under Title II of a law known as the Telecommunications Act.
That request was the defibrillator. In 2010, the FCC tried to regulate broadband under Title I of the Telecommunications Act, but was rebuffed by a federal court. It was a matter of right church, wrong pew. As New York Times reporter Edward Wyatt explains it, the U.S. Circuit Court in D.C. objected not because the FCC has no statutory authority, but because the agency was pinning that authority on the wrong provision of the statute.
Under the old approach, which started in 2010, the FCC said that it had the authority to enforce no blocking and non-discrimination requirements on internet service providers. The same things that Obama said that he wants to do. But the court said you're treating these broadband providers as a public utility, as common carriers, much like phone companies. That oversteps what authority you have, and you can't do it that way. They didn't say that you can't do it. They just said you can't do it the way you did it.
Now, as I understand it, Ed, the court said to the FCC, to get what you want, you can achieve it in one of two ways. Number one, you can have authority under Title I. It's complicated, but you can do it. Or you can reclassify broadband altogether as a common carrier, like a public utility, and do it that way. But the chairman of the FCC, Tom Wheeler, hasn't exactly signaled that he's going to embrace either of those paths, has he?
No, he hasn't. Tom Wheeler was trying to navigate a path between those, come up with a sort of hybrid approach that would allow him to reclassify part of the broadband infrastructure and not reclassify part of it. It's a split-the-baby approach that really both sides hated.
After his midterm defeat, the president decided to have one of his signature policies, net neutrality. And at least nominally, he doesn't have to battle the Congress to be successful, right? Because this is between the FCC and the Circuit Court in D.C., no?
Right. Congress doesn't have to approve, but they have oversight of the FCC. And so Congress can call Tom Wheeler up to Capitol Hill many times over the next 2 years, questioning every action that he takes and doesn't take.
Even if Congress isn't a party to the next step or two, the rumblings there are already suggesting that net neutrality will be the next Obamacare, the big fat target of not only the GOP, but of the Tea Party faction. What's going to happen?
Well, what's going to happen is in a few months, the FCC is going to come out with a proposal deciding one way or the other whether to classify broadband as a utility. It will be voted on by the FCC. It will be a 3-2 vote, 3 Democrats for and 2 Republicans against, and it will be adopted. And either one of the companies or one of the public interest groups will wait a year or so, challenge it, and then it will be taken into court.
I asked you if this was going to be the Obamacare of the next Congress. I wonder if it's actually set up to be the Roe v. Wade, the never-ending battle between ideological opposites.
Well, it could be, except in this instance, ideological opposites in one circumstance are on the same side. The Republicans have cited the Supreme Court case that upheld the ability of the FCC to say broadband is not a utility. Writing a dissent in that decision was Justice Scalia, who said, you guys are crazy. Obviously, broadband is a utility. So we have this unusual circumstance where if this goes to the Supreme Court, you know, in Justice Scalia, if you have someone who thinks the same way that President Obama does about broadband is a utility.
Scalia and Obama on the same page. Ed, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Edward Wyatt covers net neutrality and the Federal Communications Commission for the New York Times.